欢迎各位弟兄姐妹，各位嘉宾莅临我们的教会。
Welcome brothers, sisters, and our friends to our church.
我们要再向在场的各位母亲来再说一声母亲节快乐，辛苦了。
We want to say Happy Mother's Day to the mothers among us.
我是个父亲，我觉得父亲跟母亲一样伟大。
I'm a father. I think mother, father is as great as mother.
我很高兴有母亲节，也有父亲节。
I'm very happy that there are Mother's Day and Father's Day.
只是我必须承认呢，母亲节受到的重视远过于父亲节。
But I must have said that the Mother's Day receives much more attention than the Father's Day.
而且我到今天也实在搞不清楚这究竟是为了什么。
And I still can't figure out why.
去年的母亲节，我跟我的妻子还在 Virginia 州的这个 Richmond 服侍。
Last year's Mother's Day, I was serving in Richmond, Virginia with my wife.
我们一双宝贝女儿跟儿子早早就将礼物寄来给我的爱妻。
My dear son and daughter send gifts to my beloved wife well in advance.
前天晚上和当天中午还特别打电话来祝贺母亲节快乐。
They also called her the evening before and the noon on that day to wish her Happy Mother's Day.
所以我期望在父亲节我也能够得到相同的待遇。
So I expect a likeness.
但是等了几天就是没看到 USPS 或者是 UPS 或者是 FedEx whatsoever 送包裹来。
However, I waited in few days, but I didn't see any mailman or package from UPS or FedEx.
那当天也没有接到电话。
I didn't receive any phone call on the Father's Day.
第二天才在我们这个从台湾来的比较喜欢用 LINE 这个软体上面呢，这个 APP 上面看到两个孩子给我留话说，爸爸父亲节快乐，昨天太忙了没来得及说，今天补说。
It was not until the next day that I saw two messages from my children on the LINE app saying that they were too busy on the Father's Day. They didn't send their greet and they are sending their greetings now.
哎呦，我心里虽然吃味，但是对我的爱妻的伟大母爱感到心服口服啊。
Although I was a bit upset, but I'm wholeheartedly convinced by the great love of my beloved wife.
我的母亲，我的岳母，还有我的妻子，还有我那已经当了妈妈的女儿，以及在场所有的母亲都是伟大的母亲。
In fact, my mother, my mother-in-law, and my daughter, who is now have two children, and the mothers here are all great mothers.
那我真的要向在场的母亲，然后岳母，祖母，姥姥，干妈来致上最高的敬意。
Now I want to pay my tribute to all the mothers here today. Mothers, grandmothers, and godmothers.
那从刚才我们读的这段经文，帖撒罗尼迦前书二章六到八节里面，我们看到历史上有一个非常伟大的使徒保罗。
From the scripture we read just now, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 6 to 10, we saw the Apostle Paul, the greatest, one of the greatest Christians in the history.
他以母亲的爱来比拟他和其他使徒对于当地的弟兄姐妹们的爱。
He used the mother's love to compare the love he and the other apostles had to the local Christians.
这让我们再次的体会到母爱的伟大。
So we, once more, we feel how great the love of, the, of a mother.
所以我们说母亲的爱是什么爱呢？它是无偿的爱。
So we say that a mother's love is a love that demands no return.
它不要求我们回报。
They want nothing in return.
所以我们可以看到保罗他说，我们做基督的使徒虽然叫人尊重，但没有向你们或别人求荣耀。
So we saw that Paul said, we were not looking for praise from people, not from you or anyone else, even though as apostles of Christ, we could have asserted our authority.
这就是说，神在我们的教会里面所设立的任何职分，无论他是使徒、是先知、是牧师、还是教师或者是执事，都必须以基督的爱为标准来学习和实践。
So we see that here in the leadership position in the church that has been instituted by God, whether it is an apostle, a prophet, pastor, or a teacher, must be established and lived out by mirroring the love of Christ.
为什么呢？因为基督的爱是一种无条件的爱。
Because Christ's love is an unconditional love.
甚至于他在我们还做罪人的时候就已经为我们死了。
Romans chapter 5 verse 8. But God demonstrated his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
那基督爱它也是一种不求回报的爱。
Christ's love is also a love that demands no return.
你看圣经反而教导我们说唯有彼此相爱，要常以为亏欠。
Romans chapter 13 verse 8. Let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another.
所以我们不仅不要求回报，我们的基督说我们要常常认为自己是亏欠别人的。
So we not only not demand a return, but we also always feel that we are in debt.
那么我们看母亲的爱在许多方面就映射出神的爱这样的特质。
A mother's love reflected the characteristic of God's love in many ways.
我当牧师三十多年了。
I have been a pastor for more than 30 years.
我看过好多母亲。
I saw a lot of mothers.
刚刚做母亲的。
The one who just become mother.
做母亲已经很久的。
Has been a mother for a long time.
我从他们身上都看到一个共同的特质。
We saw one common character among them.
他们对儿女付出爱。
They have great love for their children.
可是从来没有以他们必须回报作为先决条件。
However, the return from their children is always not a condition.
这个我还记得我的宝贝女儿，她是我第一个孩子。小的时候，我看到我的妻子把她抱在怀里，这样的来照顾。
I remember my first daughter. When he was little, my wife held her.
那我看到妻子这么辛苦，所以我就跟我那个还不会讲话、还不懂事的女儿说：“宝贝，将来要给我好好孝顺爸爸妈妈啊。”
So when I see my wife working hard to take care of my daughter, I told my daughter, "You need to take when you grow up, you need to take care of your parents."
我的妻子跟我说了一句话。
My wife told me.
我爱他，我可不要他将来一定要这样子的来回报我。
I love her. I want nothing from her in the future.
只要爱她就好了。
I just love her.
我想所有的母亲都是这样。
I think all the mothers is like this.
照顾儿女的吃喝拉撒睡。
They take great care of their children.
好不容易把儿女拉拔长大。
They brought up their children in went through many difficulties.
可是他从来不会要求儿女写一个契约说你将来必须孝顺我，否则我现在就不照顾你。
But they never ask their children to sign a contract to repay them.
那母亲的爱不只是无偿的爱，也是一个温柔的爱。
A mother's love is not only an unconditional love, but also a love of gentleness.
使徒保罗对帖撒罗尼迦的信徒说：“只在你们中间存心温柔，如同母亲抚养自己的孩子。”第七节
verse 7 Instead, we were like young children among you, just as a nursing mother cares for her children.
所以我们知道母亲在乳养自己孩子的时候是何等的温柔。
So we know that when a mother was taking care of his children, he is very gentle.
那主耶稣基督就要求我们学习他自己的柔和谦卑。
And Jesus Christ commanded us to learn his gentleness and humbleness.
那我非常喜欢他讲一段话，凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息，我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式。
Jesus Christ commanded us to learn from his gentleness and humbleness in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 and 29. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
我们在这个世界上常常会见到凶恶、粗暴、无理的人们。
In this world, we often see people who are evil, rough, and rude.
我们搬来三镇一个月。
When we just moved to the Tri-City for about a month,
我感觉到这边的人呢都特别的温和。
I feel people here are very gentle.
开车都很有礼貌。
They're driving very politely.
几年前有一个在纽约的教会要请我去当他们的牧师。
Several years ago, I was invited to be a pastor in New York.
我们去了那边三次。
We went there three times.
那边人开车很可怕。
Their driving style is terrifying.
他们就随便 cut in, 然后还按喇叭表示我们为什么不早点让。
They cut in front of you and honk at you.
那所以这世界上很多像这样的人。
There's a lot of people like this in this world.
可是主耶稣他却是如此的柔和谦卑。
But our Lord Jesus Christ was so gentle.
他将自己来看为是一个地位卑下、卑微、不重要、不显眼，甚至于是籍籍无名的人。
He considered his own status as no, he's humble, insignificant, unnoticeable, and a nobody.
所以他用这样的态度来服侍我们。
So he served us in this attitude.
我想母亲的爱给我们的印象也是温柔细致。
I think the impression of a mother's love is the same as well.
前天晚上我打电话给我在台湾的母亲说母亲节快乐。
The day before yesterday, I phoned my mother in Taiwan to say Happy Mother's Day.
一听到了声音，我的眼泪就出来了。
When I heard her voice, the tears come into my eyes.
听到妈妈的声音，就好像妈妈用她的双手怀抱住我一样。
When I heard her voice, it was like he was hugging me.
所以那通电话我都是在哽咽抽泣中完成的。
So I finished the phone call in tears.
他的声音他的怀抱让我感到宁静祥和安稳。
Her voice and her embrace make me feel calm, stable and peaceful.
然后他给我的安慰呢也让我感到振作奋起能够前进。
And her comfort revives me to rise and move forward.
她鼓励我，因为她知道我刚刚从 Virginia 州搬到 Washington 州。
She encouraged me because she knows that I just moved to Washington State.
她勉励我在新环境中还是要尽忠服侍神。
She encouraged me to serve God wholeheartedly in the new environment.
所以刚才我们的这个领唱罗兆梅姐妹，她带着第三首诗歌 You Raise Me Up， 就让我再次来想到母亲的爱。
So the third hymn we just sang, You Raise Me Up, I feel it a reminder for the great love of my mother.
母亲的爱真的在许多方面映射出神的爱。
In many ways, a mother's love reflects God's love.
其中一个很重要的就是母亲的爱也是牺牲的爱。
One many important factor is that a mother's love is also a sacrificial love.
使徒保罗对帖撒罗尼迦人他说我们既是这样爱你们不但愿意将神的福音给你们连自己的性命也愿意给你们因你们是我们所疼爱的
First Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 8 So we cared for you because we loved you so much we were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God but our lives as well
基督耶稣他是如何爱我们的圣经强调他是舍己的爱
How Jesusloved us. The Bible emphasizes that this is a sacrificial love.
主耶稣他就曾经告诉他的门徒，他说人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这个更大的。
Jesus told his disciples in John chapter 5 verse 13, greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friend.
那圣经在新约里面我们看到这个主耶稣基督他就是这样子来为我们舍命。
In the New Testament, we see how Jesus Christ gave himself up for us.
使徒约翰他说主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱，我们也当为弟兄姐妹舍命。
Apostle John stressed in 1 John chapter 3 verse 16, this is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters.
所以使徒保罗他就特别提醒做丈夫的一件事情。
So Paul especially emphasized for the husband.
所以在场的丈夫们好好听了。
So husbandsHere,
这是圣经的吩咐。
This is a command from Bible.
你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 25, husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her.
所以丈夫要以舍己的爱来疼惜妻子，就像基督为教会舍了他自己一样。
So we as husbandsAnd should love our wife sacrificially just as Christ gave himself up for the church.
越南战争结束后没有多久。
After the Vietnam War,
那这个越南的男人们改变了他们的习惯。
The men in Vietnam changed their habit.
以前呢，他们跟妻子走的时候，他们一定要走在很前面，老前了。这个我的亲家是东北人，他们说老前了啊，很前面，然后要妻子跟在后面，要表示尊敬。
Before they would, when they walk with their wives, they would walk well in front of their wives and ask his wife to follow behind.
To show respect.
To show respect.
战争之后改了。
After the war, they changed that.
他们要妻子走在前面，自己跟在后面，而且跟得老远的。
They want their wife to walk in front, and they follow well behind.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为有很多地方的地雷还没清除。
Because there are many landmines that has not been cleared.
所以这意思是说要死老婆先死。
So this is to say if someone have to die, wife please go ahead first.
这是我以前在加州带领从越南来的华人的时候他们这个告诉我的。
I learned this from a church that I pastored back in California in the Vietnam church
among the Vietnam people.
Among the Vietnam congregations.
Okay.所以这绝对不是基督的爱。
So this is not the love of Jesus Christ.
基督是舍了自己成全别人。
Jesus gave himself up for others.
所以丈夫也当用这样的爱来疼惜自己的妻子。
So husband should love your wife in the same way.
那我们看母亲对儿女的爱也是这个样子。
So we see that a mother's love to their children is like this.
我读小学的时候有一次天降大雨。
When I was in elementary school, one day all of a sudden the heavy rain pouring down.
近午时分我的母亲突然出现在教室门口帮我送了一把伞来。
Around the noon time, my mother showed up outside of my classroom all of a sudden with an umbrella.
原来我的母亲在把我送到学校之后，她打理家务之后，她也到菜市场去买菜。
So after she sent me to the school, she did her housework and went out for grocery shopping.
那她出门的时候看到天色昏暗，所以带了把伞。
Before she headed out, she brought an umbrella with her because the cloud was dark.
买完菜要回家了，倾盆大雨降下来。
When she finished the shopping and about to head home, the rain was pouring down.
她本可打伞回家。
She can go home with her umbrella.
因为她想到在学校的儿子我。
But she thought about me in the school.
她怕我放学的时候没有伞。
She was afraid that when I was finishing school, I don't have an umbrella.
所以决定转身到我的小学，把伞送给我之后，自己淋雨回家。
So she decided to go to my school and give me the umbrella, but went back home without any covering.
母亲就是这样的牺牲。
Our mother, this is how our mother sacrificed for us.
文革的时候，在甘肃的兰州，有个女大学生被划为右派，然后就被送到戈壁滩沙漠去劳改。
During the Cultural Revolution, a female college student was designated as a rightist in Nanzhou and was sent to exile in a labor camp in Gobi Desert.
那在那个地方啊，生活条件非常不好，常常饿肚子。
And at that place, the food is the living condition is very bad. They all the time was hungry.
他的母亲在照顾他的爸爸跟他的弟弟的同时呢，想尽办法攒下自己的粮食，换成粮票寄给在劳改的这个女儿。
While taking care of the rest of her family, her mother managed to save a portion of her own food and exchange it into food stamp to send it to the labor camp.
甚至于她还能够把一些无法转换成粮票的粮食再攒下来，累积到一定程度之后，自己搭乘大巴转火车，最后走路来到了这个女儿所在的劳改农场。
And he even managed to save the food that cannot be exchanged as food stamps and pack them, save them, pack them, and take a train ride and a bus ride and then finally walk to the labor camp of her daughter.
一开始的时候，这个劳改场的这个厂长不让他见女儿。
At the beginning, the director of the labor camp didn't allow her to see her daughter.
可是看到这个母亲是如此的惨弱，然后又是如此的疲惫，那又如此的有爱，他就破例让女儿去，让母亲去见了女儿。
But when he saw that this mother is so feeble, so tired, but full of love, he made an exception to allow her to visit her daughter.
所以这就是母亲的爱。
So this is a mother's love.
这母亲她自己可能只吃了她应该吃的食物的三分之一，甚至于不到。
This mother, she may only had the food she should intake, maybe only one third of the food she should intake.
因为她爱女儿。
Because she loved her daughter.
所以我们看到母亲的爱就是如此的伟大。
So we see how great a mother's love is.
我就想以两首歌的部分歌词来结束今天的信息。
So I want to end today's message with two songs. The lyric from two songs.
Okay. 我试着唱，可是我的歌声不好，你们要原谅我啊。OK， 我昼夜常思念你的爱，耶稣，不能测长阔与高深，如瀑布从高处泻下来，耶稣，使我心快乐颂主恩，你因爱肯将死成肉体，耶稣，舍弃你荣光大宝座，今生在律法下为人子，耶稣，甘心受贫寒无诊所。抱歉。So
the lyric is from The Love, O Lord. I'll read it. Day and night do I think of the love, O Lord. Its height and its depths. Oh, how great, pouring down like a great waterfall, O Lord. The love does my being elate.Thou dost come down from heaven for love's sake, O Lord, forsaking the glory and the throne. They was the born son of man under law, O Lord, without any wealthy called thy own.
其实我想我们王伟弟执事啊，他大可把这一个唱出来，一定很好听啊。OK， 第二首歌要献给我们的母亲们。母亲像月亮一样照耀我家门窗，圣洁多慈祥，发出爱的光芒，为了儿女着想，不怕乌云阻挡，赐给
Second song is from a popular Taiwanese song for the mothers. It's called How Great is the Mother. It translates like this. Mother likes the moon that shines my house. Holy and kind spread the shining of love. For children, he is not afraid of dark clouds. And give us warmth and encourages me. Mother, I love you. I really love you. How great you are.
Amen. Amen. 来，我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，谢谢你让我们今天聚集在这边。
Father, we thank you that we are in here today.
我们在这边来感谢，来庆颂母亲的伟大。
We thank you for the greatness of the love from mother.
所以帮助我们还有母亲在世的，好好孝顺我们的母亲。
So please help us if we have mother still on this in this world. Help us to respect them.
如果母亲已经离开了这个世界，离开了我们。
If we have mothers that have passed away.
求你帮助我们将母亲所给我们的生命来活得光明正大。
We pray that you will help us to live a great life for the life that is given by our mothers.
所以我们能够来尊崇，来显扬我们的母亲。
So we could pay great tribute to our mother.
我们这样祷告，感谢奉靠主耶稣的圣名。
We pray this in Holy Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.